Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:23 on this Tuesday morning, and the FBI now says its search of the Bethel Park, Pennsylvania home of the man who attempted to assassinate former President Trump is complete. The Bureau finishing its work yesterday, combing through the residence where the 20-year-old lived. Agents reportedly found a number of suspicious devices inside the home shared by he and his family, but the motive is still elusive at this hour. Members of Congress are expected to probe Secret Service and more over the coming weeks. Northeast Florida and Jacksonville Representative, former Sheriff John Rutherford is with us on Jacksonville's Morning News. Are any of your committees going to be a part of that investigation, or is it more oversight?
It's going to be more oversight, Rich. James Comer got the oversight committee, and then the authorizing committees get involved. As you know, I'm on appropriations.
Yeah.
But Chairman Mark Green has already announced he's going to be calling meetings, or has called meetings for next week, with Director Kimberly Cheadle from the U.S. Secret Service and others. But that's for Homeland authorizing.
These many days later, what lingering questions do you still have? And this is where you put on the former sheriff hat, law enforcement hat, and continue to try to probe some of the misses that ultimately happened.
Yeah, and listen, I will tell you, Rich, I think this is one of the reasons institutional integrity is so important to the American public. And quite frankly, that institutional integrity has been destroyed by the DOJ over the last several years, I think. The FBI, Christopher Wray, has done nothing to really clean up the situation that we had in the FBI with Russia, Russia, Russia. And then the lawfare that's been going on is damaged, I think, the integrity of Merrick Garland and the Attorney General's office. And so... people, this cannot be an investigation behind closed doors. This has got to be open and transparent. The American public have a right to know exactly what happened and how. You know, as you know, Rich, I've actually planned a lot of security events and that sort of thing. And those plans always have multiple layers of defense. And you know, what I particularly see in this one is, number one, they may have had the inner perimeter a little too small. When 130 yards away, you've got a rooftop. And I think if you look to the opposite direction of that, I think that was maybe east. If you look west, there were other buildings that also had rooftops that were of concern. But... And there's so many stories coming out about, whether the local police, and listen, the U.S. Secret Service relies on local police. They've relied on JSO many, many times. We give them just tons of manpower staffing when they show up in town for a presidential visit or other major dignitaries. But, you know, so we have a role to play in that as well, and we have to get to the bottom of what's going on with this situation between the local police that were on the outer perimeter and what actually they did or did not do. And, you know, I just caution people, too. You know, my dad used to have an old saying that a lie can travel around the world before the truth can put its pants on. And, The truth is still putting its pants on, so we got to be careful about some of the finger pointing and those kind of things that are already starting to go on, particularly not just within social media, but even some mainstream media. Mm.
Obviously, the investigation will play out, as you mentioned. And by the way, I love that saying from your dad. That's a great one. Get you real quick, because I know you're not at the convention at this moment. J.D. Vance is the selection.
Yeah, I was out at the RIMPAC exercises, the Pacific Rim exercises
okay.
for the Navy.
J.D. Vance is the running mate for former President Trump. Your top takeaways on him versus, say, a Senator Marco Rubio from our own state of Florida.
Listen, I've had more than a few Catholic dinners with J.D., Senator Vance, and, well, now vice presidential nominee. And listen, I think the president's made a good choice here. I think he had a lot of good choices, but I do think that he made a good choice here. I believe that the senator can connect with working class, middle class people because of his background. He's got a great story to tell, and he's I think he's very he listens well, which. You know, oftentimes that's not the case here in D.C.
and the offices are getting calls coming in, so you'll be doing some listening with constituents and more. We'll let you get to on that point. Representative John Rutherford from the Jacksonville metro area, and we do appreciate and value the insight as well from the former law enforcement stance as Jacksonville's sheriff all those years ago.